Getche, Ayaag, Bezendaya, our elders, listen to them, focuses on personal histories of our Ojibwe elders of Minnesota. This program includes personal historic knowledge of the changes they've experienced in Indian country and beyond. Getche Ayaag Bezendaya includes the changes they've seen due to the federal Indian policy as well as state policy. This program targets villages and communities within the boundaries of the White Earth Indian Reservation and beyond to other Ojibwe reservations in our state. Getche Ayaag Bezendaya, our elders, listen to them.
Bonjour, my name is Grace. I am with Mary Favorite, an Anishinaabe elder who was born in White Earth and grew up in Leech Lake. This is part 3 of a 3-part series. If you'd like to hear more, visit www.nijiradio.org.
What advice do you have for the younger generation?
Stay in school. That's your way out of poverty, education. My parents always told me that. I didn't want to believe it, but I did. Eventually, it helped me, made life easier for me after I got my education. I think the hardest thing, though, was going back to school. I had quit, and I didn't go back to school, and I had my first child. And I was sitting around one day, and I was looking at my son, and I thought, I really feel bad for him. I have nothing. I can't even take care of him. I can't buy him formula. I can't buy him diapers. So then I decided I was going to go to school. It took me a while, but I did go back in. And when I went back in, I think I was almost 20. I would have been a sophomore. And I thought, oh my God, do I dare do this? You know? And I did. And when I went in and talked to the principal in Park Roberts High School, my dad was there. We worked it out where I could go to school. I didn't want a GED. I told him I wanted a diploma. So we kind of went back and forth. Finally, he said, okay, we'll get you your diploma. So how I worked it out was I took 3 grades in 1 year. I took my sophomore, my junior, and my senior year. That was hard. I was up till 3 o'clock every morning doing homework. I'd have homework from my sophomore. I'd have homework from my junior. And I'd have homework from my senior. And I thought, I ain't ever going to graduate.
That's how it feels when you're overloaded with work, doesn't it?
But I did it.
It's possible.
I did it. After I did it, I went to beauty school. The people teaching me at the beauty school, the owners, one night, they said, oh, we want to take you out to dinner. And I thought, oh, God, what did I do? I messed up somewhere. We went out to dinner. We talked. And they told me, what we'd like to do is we want to send you to New York. I said, for what? They said they have specialized training there. Some of the people who come out of the beauty schools there, they either a beautician or a hairdresser for the stars. I said, I can't go there. I can't afford it. Don't worry about it. We'll pay your way. Don't worry about a place. We got a place for you. We got a stipend for you. Your tuition, everything is paid for. All you got to do is show up. I went home thinking, I'm going to go. No, I'm not going. Yeah, I'm going to go. No, I'm not. And I thought, what about my baby? I'm not going to be able to see my baby. So I dropped out. Then I went to college instead.
And how'd that work out for you?
I worked out fine. I was much older. I think I was 39 when I started. But I've never gone to a school like that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe how big it was and the different classrooms. And if you take a subject, you're in this building and your next subject is something else. And so you have to run all the way across the campus. I wanted to take care of my kids.
Which school did you go to?
I went to the University of Minnesota, Duluth. What I did was I was working for the RTC, and my job was to go and to recruit students and help them with their paperwork for when they went to college. So I'd go in and I would talk to these Indian students, and sometimes they want to go look at a place. Anyway, we ended up in Duluth. I fell in love with Duluth. I said, this is where I want to go.
How long did you live there?
You know, I started school in 82, graduated in 85. I went year round. I was determined to get it done.
Right. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners on Niji Radio?
When I was a kid growing up and I was just starting school, one room school, and our bus driver and his wife, she was the cook and he was driving a bus, and they'd stop about a mile from school and they'd get up and they would tell us every single day, be respectful, do this, say yes, and they would say all these things to us. So we knew. But I remember my first day, I think I was 6, I went to school. One of my relatives got a hold of my hand, said, just follow me, I'll keep an eye on you. So I followed her into the school. We walked in, my eyes got as big as saucers. I think I dropped all my teeth out looking at this woman. Oh my God, I've never seen a white woman. I was just shocked. And I went home, I told my mother and my grandmother, not going back. And my mom said, why? I said, Mom, you should see this woman. I think she's a woman. I was so used to seeing brown.
Mm-hmm.
Joe was this little pink white woman. Blonde hair. She was standing against the blackboard when we walked in. I told my mom, you should see her. I said, Mom, she's sick. Whatever she's got, I don't want to get.
How old were you again?
I was 6.
Oh.
Then when I moved back to Pine Point, still had a hard time speaking English. I was trying to figure out the English. The only ones I could communicate with was my siblings, because they spoke Ojibwe.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kids used to make fun of us and tell us, why don't you go back? I read some of this stuff on Facebook and I see where it says, go back. And I think, where am I supposed to go back to? This is my land or my country.
My home. Well, Mary, I would like to thank you for letting me interview you.
Bizendan wawene. Gi kagi kemikuyan. Gidamin jamindan gaye. Funding for this program has been made possible through the voters of the state, Minnesota, through a grant from the Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund. To hear more, feel free to visit www.nijiradio.org. That is www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech.